Ready to start talking to your kids about financial literacy? Meet Greenlight, the debit card and money app that teaches kids and teens how to earn, save, spend wisely, and invest with your guardrails in place. Parents can send instant money transfers, automate allowance, and more. Plus, keep an eye on spending with real-time notifications. Join more than 6 million families building healthy financial habits together on Greenlight. Get your first month free at greenlight.com/odyssey. That's greenlight.com/odyssey.
We may have been live for the last 2 minutes.
So now we're live.
No.
Three, two, now we're live.
Live.
We're keeping it in. Yeah. Long tossing. Steven Strom, Jeff Nelson, Kyle Seeloff. We're here on Mother's Day, Sunday, May 14th here at the ballpark. Going to just chat here, boys. This is the second edition. We had Gabby on. Now we have Nelly on. We know we've been looking forward to this.
Very much so.
Happy Mother's Day, guys.
Yeah, thank you very much.
Thank you, even though I'm not a mom.
Well.
Did you reach out to your mothers this morning?
I texted her, and I will call her after the game.
I did.
Yes.
I called my mom and my sister to wish them both a happy Mother's Day.
And what did you get your mother? Did you get him anything? Or
nothing
no?
yet.
No, it's going to be a phone call from her son.
Yeah. I'll send her something. My parents are camping right now in South Carolina.
Camping?
Wow.
They travel the country during the summer, yeah.
Do they really?
Yeah.
They have a big RV?
With the two pups, yep.
Do they really?
Yeah, they go all over.
So no wonder why you're like a caveman.
My parents had one when my dad was still alive. They did the same thing.
It's great. Do you like camping?
I do. I did it one time. Well, I mean, I've done it a few times, but as far as taking an RV, when my kids were little, when I lived out in Seattle, when I worked for the local radio station, this Polsbo RV was a big sponsor.
Really?
And they gave me an RV to go, and they gave it to me for like 10 days, 2 weeks. And I wanted one of those big ones.
Like the Class A's you can drive.
Oh, yes.
You
yep.
sit
yes.
in and drive.
And I wanted one of those gigantic ones, man. I said, give me the biggest thing you have. And like the kid's mom, like, no, we don't need anything that big. It scares me. And so I got a shorter one. I think it was like a 33 or a 32 footer. And we went from Seattle to, it was in the summer, Seattle to Yellowstone.
Ooh.
Yeah. And then I used to hunt a lot out in Montana. You know, we go through Yellowstone, and I'm driving, and you go through those little small, because you have to go through the toll booth
yeah.
or whatever.
A little tight.
Yeah, and I brought tools. I bring tools just in case things, like, mess up. I'll go fix it.
Yeah.
Well, I'm telling my ex-wife, I'm like, hey, you got to watch the mirrors. So I'm good on my side. Whack. I whack the mirror off of the passenger side. I'm like, son of a. And I get out, and I'm chapped because I said I need my mirrors to back up. And I'm trying to tape this stuff together, and I got duct tape. Oh, my God. I half the trip, I had no mirror on the side, and you need those things.
Playing hero ball.
Yeah, I had her get out, and like, hey, you got to bring me back. So
it's like your version of the Jordan flute game, no mirror on the right side.
I'm like, oh, this is great.
Did you have a good time, though? Camping's all
right. It was fun.
Yeah.
It was good.
Glad you guys had enjoyed your conversation.
Steven, it doesn't surprise me you're not a camper.
I'm not. I'm not a camper, but yeah, I'm not a camper, but that was funny.
What would it take? What dollar amount would it take to send you, like, out in the wilderness to a campground to pitch a tent and stay there for a night?
A lot of money. Yeah. I mean, I'm definitely
afraid?
A homebody.
You're afraid of it?
He don't like to get them paws dirty.
I don't like,
oh,
you know,
really?
Insects and stuff like that, like animals. I'm not really an animal
you're
guy.
A primo.
I also need, I need a fan to sleep.
A fan!
You need a fan? You need, like, alternate noise or whatever they call it?
I need noise, and I need, like
a
cool,
fan?
Yeah, in my face, yes.
We'll go camping in the wintertime.
Yeah. Like, Kyle, you know, I bring a fan on the road, too, like in my in my suitcase. When we go on the road, I've got a little blue fan that I use in my hotel room.
That blows in your face along with the air conditioning?
Yep. I just need sound, and I need the air conditioning.
They have apps for that.
No, but
they do. It's like Calm or something, yeah. Right?
My mom has tried to take me. Happy Mother's Day, Lynn Marie Strom. But it didn't work out well.
Does Lynn Marie listen to this?
She will if I send it to her now. As long as her name is mentioned, then she'll give it a listen until she'll
otherwise, she doesn't care what her son does?
Yeah. Well, no, she cares, but, you know, not going to listen to long
Have you been camping? You've been camping, yeah. Obviously, with your mom, yeah.
Yeah. I'm not the biggest fan of it, but I enjoyed doing it growing up just because I get out there. I like to monkey around in the woods and stuff and hang out and fix things and just help my dad out. But, yeah, it's fine. I mean, I prefer to be home, but I have nothing against camping. It's
living out in Seattle, a lot of my kids' field trips I would go on, I had this big pickup truck. I mean, I had F-350 four-door extended bed, and I had a cover on it, and it was jacked up, big 37-inch tires. So I used to have one of those blow-up mattresses, and I would put it in the back.
Oh, yeah.
And I'd have like a...
You had the cap on it and everything?
Yeah, cap on it, 10 heater, just open the side windows so wouldn't die of carbon monoxide. You'd be good. And then, and we'd go to Mount St. Helens, a big field trip the kids would go on when they were in school and when they were in elementary or middle school, I think it was. And, you know, I'd tow the horse trailer and put food in there, and then there we go for the kids' trips, yeah.
Did you guys do the sleepaway camps growing up or no?
Yeah.
Oh, heck no.
I did sleepaway camps.
Did you really? Because my parents liked having me around. That's why.
My parents did not like that. You know where I got shipped off to every summer?
Where?
Williamsport to the Little League World Series.
Wow,
did you? Before the Little League World Series, because I'm only about 2 hours from Williamsport. So they had a week-long camp there every year, and you got to stay in the dorms where Team Japan or the Midwest or whoever.
When was this? I played in Williamsport in Double A. It was the Double A team.
All the cross-cutters.
We were the Bills.
Really?
The Williamsport Bills back in 1989.
It's one of my favorite events ever.
They were the Mariners Double A team there.
I was there when I camped there for 3 years. You go for an entire week. The local Williamsport High School team, those guys are your counselors, but you get to stay in the dorms and you play every day long. I was there the first time ever that they put lights on Volunteer Field. I played under the lights outside of Lomedy Stadium. It was very cool.
Wow.
That is
Camper
cool.
of the week, not to brag. But
Were you?
Yeah. I still have the baseball at home.
Camper of the week.
What does that involve? Just
hitting bombs?
Well? Yeah.
Yeah. Camper of the week.
You
the
say hype. You're an athlete, and we will see in San Francisco.
The only thing I did is I went to a basketball camp. That was about it. But it wasn't. It was only a week.
Speaking of basketball, do we have something to get into?
Yeah.
All-star back here wants to play me one-on-one in San Francisco because where we go, they have a beautiful basketball gym at the
hotel.
Yes, they
do. I've been to that.
So the whole story is this.
I don't think anybody's interested in where anybody stays.
Yeah. I never challenged you. I think you're the one that proposed that, hey, I can beat you, or you can't handle me in the paint, is what you
said. Yeah, I'm a force
said,
down
right?
low. Inside of 10 feet, you're done.
The problem is with you is you
No, Stevens, you play basketball?
I did. I played Division III.
Division III?
Yeah.
You know, if your pants reached the bottom of your shoes, you'd probably make it to Division I. Now, what were you, like a center?
I was a shooting guard.
Shooting guard. You think he's going to mix it up
a
down low?
Center? Are
he's
you a,
he'd get bullied
me?
Around down low.
Stop. Yeah.
Now, me, I played Division I basketball. You may not know this. For 3 years, I was on the University of Miami women's basketball practice team.
That's okay.
It was awesome.
Oh, I bet. I mean, I know a lot of those big time programs, they practice or they play games and scrimmages against men.
So one of
those girls are killers. They're
one of
really
us played
good.
Division III men's basketball. Another one of us was on the women's basketball practice team.
Good.
So we're going to get after it this week in San Francisco.
It's a very good gym there.
And we're going to film it.
Last year we were there. You know, this is very funny to me.
Well, I was there in the beginning of the year when I was doing
you remember
radio with you guys.
Correct. You remember the Lakers were staying there?
Yes, I know. Okay. But I didn't see any of them. And
Nelly,
I was like, oh, my gosh.
The next day I went down to the hotel, day two of the series against the Giants.
Yeah.
And I'm acting like a idiot in the gym. I'm like the dorky guy that goes in there and just starts hoisting up half-court shots.
Yeah.
And there's this Laker on the other end of the floor getting shots up. And I'm just in that gym rattling balls off the backcourt from half court.
Getting in his way?
Correct. Just running around. It's just me on one end. He's down there with
LeBron,
two helpers.
Huh? LeBron was down there.
I don't know who it was. He's
That's
down there
amazing.
With two helpers in the corner shooting threes. And I am launching the ball from half court because I'm like, I'm just going to get a little sweat going. Every time I shot the ball, it's all over the gym. And these guys are looking at me like, who is this idiot in here?
So it's a nice gym, though.
It's nice.
Very nice gym.
Very, very nice.
Yeah.
All right.
If you want to live stream it, we can.
Oh, we're definitely doing it because I'm getting annoyed that you think you're just going to sit and bully me in the paint. First of all, you're not going to be able to stay with me laterally at all.
Yes,
that's
I
number
will.
One. That's
yeah,
number two. Number two, if you don't have a consistent jump shot.
No, I have a great jump
I'm
shot.
I'm just going to let you just try to out-shoot me, which you'll never do, and I'll let you just shoot.
No, I have a great
top
jump
five.
Shot.
Top five in New Jersey, I'm state of in threes, my senior year.
Oh,
I just want to put that out there.
Does that college still exist?
Yes, it does.
What was the college's name?
Kane.
K-A-N-E?
K-E-A-N, University in Union, New Jersey.
Sounds like it's Keen.
Huh? If you look me up, my picture's on there. And it's
actually
You know what the beauty part about this, Nelly, is?
What schools did you guys play?
Hold on. The beauty of this is, and this is why I'm so thankful I played in this era. People might
this
think
era.
That we're, we're BSing. We could just look it up. You know, like, oh, Stephen Kappen.
This era, it's like you're playing in a certain era.
You were the leading scorer?
No. Listen, guys, I'm not going to sit here and say I averaged 20 in college. Ugh. I averaged 15 in high school. I don't know.
How many rebounds?
How many rebounds?
No, Kyle, he never got in there.
No, I was not a rebounder.
No, well, maybe one every six games.
Probably. I probably averaged like one or two rebounds.
So you're just – are you more of a catch and shoot? Are you good off the dribble?
So you ever watch J.J. Redick?
He was a snowboard. He'd just shoot and then he'd go down the other side. Defense a little
to
bit.
To an extent, yeah. No, Nelly's right. And I could surprise people off the dribble getting into the paint and, you know, giving a little floater, a little – just, you know,
I just know
good solutions down there.
Now, Division III, do they actually have, is it 3-on-3 or 5-on-5 when you get down to that level?
You're going to get some heat on that because only 1% of high school athletes go on and play in college, no matter the level, Nelly. So you should respect Division III, Division II, and Division I. We weren't all
and
like you that got drafted.
Junior college, JC.
Yeah.
Oh.
But my picture's on there, all that. I don't want to talk about me. I'm done talking about
No, we're done
me.
Talking about you.
Please.
But I do know that once I get you in the paint, you're in big trouble.
Okay.
I have
Nelly,
I
give
have
me your prediction. Up. We're going to play to 11.
Steven, I'm a menace.
Give me your prediction.
You are in much better shape than I am.
Well, clearly.
No, not clearly. I wouldn't go
I have
that
like way. A six-pack.
You're how old? 25?
25.
And how old are you?
32. I have grown man strength. There's nothing flattering about me.
I'm going to draw charges if you're going to back
me. I would agree with that.
With what?
If you try to take a charge, you will get laughed out of the gym on that live stream.
That's fine. Well, I think who's
you
reffing?
Guys play 1-on-1, take charges.
I'm joking.
He said it.
I'm joking, and I don't
if you
call
take
fouls
a charge,
either. I don't call fouls either.
Well, you
oh, I do.
Call some fouls if yeah. you get slapped or smacked
oh, my
hard.
God. If I would have said that, you guys would have called me soft.
No.
But I don't call fouls.
No, and I'm not going to call you soft. But I am starting to get to the root of. You got invited to climb Piestewa Peak in Arizona with us earlier in the week.
Oh, God.
And no, don't say, oh, goodness, because you want to know, he said he had to sleep in and he had to go tan. That's why he couldn't go climbing.
Go tan?
He wanted to tan by the pool.
You're missing out on some details. He's missing out on some details.
What details? You said you weren't going to climb and get up that early and you wanted to go by the pool and tan.
I wanted to get my sleep. I wanted to go to the gym and work out. I was benching with Jason Hart. Whatever. Not a big deal. And then I, yes, went to go and tan because I wanted to get some sun and stuff like that. Because
did you get any?
Yep. Right. So I woke up, got some breakfast, went to the gym, bent with Hart. And then
dude, you got to stop with the weight room thing.
I benched with Hart. Was he a little
was he benching
off?
You?
Was he pissed off when he like took all the weights off so
no,
you could bench the bar?
No, a little bit because he had
can
245.
You spot me with the 45-pound bar?
He had 245s and a 10. And I go over there and I'm like, can I jump on with you?
No, sure. You didn't.
Yeah, I did. And I said, can you take off the 245?
Steven, you cannot have a workout buddy in the gym.
Steven's got pipe cleaners yeah. and he's like, Jason Hart's got his arms are the size of his leg, Steven's legs. And Kennedy asks, oh, can I jump on with you?
Get on that with you.
That's anyway. Like asking Hulk Hogan, hey, you mind if we you know, we share reps? You spot me, maybe?
Jason, can you give me a spot, dude?
Yeah.
Oh.
Okay, so, yes, I didn't go on the climb. Congratulations, you went on a mountain. Awesome.
Oh, did you do Camelback?
No, we did Piestewa Peak.
Oh, I've never done any of those out there.
It's great. It's a good time. It's an
have
hour.
You done Camelback?
Haven't done Camelback. That's the second time I've done Piestewa. Hour up, hour down.
Small? Oh, is it really?
Taller, steeper.
Oh, nice.
Louis went. Louis Durante, me, Kelly Sacco, Max, Thomas, and Golly. Louis stopped four times, but he powered through it. It was great. It was very rewarding when we got to the top.
No, you went in the morning because it got hot. Well, probably not too hot yet.
Wasn't too hot. Yeah. We left at 7:30.
Any critters? You see any critters?
Just big flies. Big flies.
No snakes or?
No. I was hoping one would bite me, take me down. And then we got In-N-Out. You had In-N-Out?
Oh, yes.
You like it.
How does In-N-Out not come back here?
I don't know, but he
why
just
do you guys
I
like
he just
so
turned his nose. So I had never
oh,
been.
Oh my God.
We just had this conversation a little while
so
ago.
So overrated to me.
No, but let me explain why before you turn your nose up at it again. I had never been. So I wanted to do my due diligence before we went. I started researching.
When no you one go does to, this.
Well, I did. When you go to if I'm going to go spend $10 at In-N-Out, I want to know what I should get. People rave about In-N-Out. I had never been. So I researched, what should I get at In-N-Out? And it said get a double-double animal style. Mm-hmm. Okay, that's what I ordered with fries. It was delicious.
Right.
He says it's overrated because he just got a plain burger.
Oh, you would think we went together. You would think Kyle would turn around and say, hey, make sure you get this. You if saw he's it, doing all your due diligence.
You saw what everybody
was
ordering.
Nobody just gets a plain burger.
No.
I got a cheeseburger and a milkshake. What else? Is a double cheeseburger really going to make the difference with animal style? Which is what, Kyle?
Well, it would make a big difference. That was the first time you've gone, so you can't say would it really make a difference because it did.
Well, animal what styles, is on animal style?
Well, everything, like and then they drop it on the floor, pick it back up, and put it right in the bun.
Delicious.
Yeah, it's really good.
It's awesome.
It's better around 2 in the morning. It's outstanding. And then you got half of it all over you, and you wake up in the morning, you're like, what the heck?
Is that from experience, Nelly? Have you gone there?
Yes.
Yeah.
We used to go to Anaheim. And when we were playing the Angels, when I played, that was our after BP spread.
Everybody
we had Anaheim. I mean, we had In-N-Out.
In recent years, some players will get it on a getaway day out west.
Are they allowed to do that? No,
I don't know. They're counting
calories.
We didn't
have shifts. I know. We didn't have chefs or any of that stuff. We had actually real food. Well, they have real food now. It's really good.
Yeah, it's very good.
Are we good on the In-N-Out? Because I have a confession to make.
Sure.
So yesterday, to prepare for this, I was stalking Nelly on YouTube. And when I say stalking, I mean I looked up Jeff Nelson, MLB, for everyone out there that might think that I'm not actually stalking him.
Mm-hmm.
I saw a couple of things. The triple play, which was incredible.
With one pitch.
I saw you getting ejected from a game.
That's happened a few
with
times.
With Louis. And I also saw that you were trying to sell your bone chips on eBay.
What?
So this is so in 2002, I had bone chips taken out of my elbow. I was in Seattle, and it was in I don't know what year. I mean, I don't know what month. It was maybe June. So I was working. I had my own radio show when I played in Seattle from 01, 02, and 03. It was like every Tuesdays with Nelly. And I at home, I would go in and do it at the studio, and on the road, we would do it at the hotel, and I would just be on the phone for an hour. So I took they gave me my bone chips. I had one the size of my pinky nail.
Come on.
And the other one, so I took it into the radio station on a Tuesday, and I'm showing. They were like, oh, what are you going to do with these? I'm like, I'm throw these things away. And they were in formaldehyde or whatever it was. And one of the guys said, well, how about if we auction these? Can we auction these off?
Come
on. Like, what do you mean auction? Because there was a football player that played at the University of Washington named Curtis Williams, and he got tackled. It was a play, and he wound up being paralyzed. And they had a big Curtis Williams fund, and they were trying to raise money for him and his family. So I'm like, yeah, go ahead. So they put it on. You know, back then they had, I think there was a pitcher's gum that was on eBay, like somebody's hair that was on eBay.
There's some weird
on
stuff
eBay.
That's
very,
yes.
Really weird. So they put it up. They put it on eBay to sell it and raise money for this Curtis Williams. It got up to like 25 to 30,000. We had to sign these things. You couldn't clone. You couldn't do any of these things. And I'm getting calls. The team is in Toronto, and I'm getting calls from the media saying, "What are you doing?" And they're like, "What are you doing putting your bone chips?" I said, "Well, I didn't do it. It's the radio station did it."
The radio station did it.
And they were raising money. It was for a good cause. And then after it got up to like 25 to 27,000 or whatever, eBay took it off and it said, okay, they had something you can't sell body parts on. I'm like,
body parts?
So they took it off, and then the radio station put it on their local website, and I think it was like $3,500. I mean, I don't even know what they did with it, but they gave it to the Curtis Williams. So it was
grand.
25 grand. And I'm getting a call, and I'm like, and I had to explain myself because it was kind of embarrassing. And you know, this guy tried selling his bone chips. I'm like, all right, whatever. I mean, you raise whatever.
That's crazy.
Yeah, and then the eBay bounced it. eBay came up and can't sell body parts.
Yeah, that would make sense.
I was going to cut something off and you know, try to sell maybe a finger or something. See how that went.
Yeah, I could see why there could be some issues with selling
pull a tooth, who knows?
Body parts on eBay. Okay, that's all I really had for you, Nelly.
What you else find any there? Other interesting stuff in there?
There's probably
a few things.
Oh, the guy at Fenway jumped the.
Oh yeah,
the
well that was
thing.
that was a grounds crew guy.
Oh, it was.
Yeah.
Wait, what? Go ahead, real quick.
Yeah, it was a grounds crew guy. It was during the playoffs. It was during the ALCS, and this guy tried to do the same thing to the Oakland A's during the division series. He, you know, it was one of those. It was that year that they Cowboy up or whatever. And
oh yeah.
This guy goes, oh, we had him on tape saying, oh, I'm going to do everything I can to help the Red Sox win. And he was like a part-time grounds crew guy. And the Oakland A's had him kicked out of the bullpen in Boston. And for some reason, I had to go up when our bullpen coach didn't go up to him. And he was like waving the hanky. He urinated on our toilet paper in the bathroom.
No.
Oh, yes. My God. So I said, is somebody going to tell him to please just go to the other side and cheer? I mean, he's sitting right in front of our bench. And so I went up to him just to ask him nicely, didn't say one. I said, hey, if you're going to cheer, do you mind going to the other bullpen? Oh, this guy got irate. Started yelling at me, cussing at me. He was spraying me with his words. And then he bumped me. Like chest bump.
A little nudge.
So I pushed him off. And I knew he was going to swing. So as soon as I pushed him off,
he swung.
I don't know. It was fifth or sixth. He swung at me, and then I just ducked, and then he went forward. And then I guess people thought that somebody jumped down out of the stands. And then after that, everybody jumped on him, and I was behind, and I didn't even get – there wasn't a swing or nothing. Our left fielder came over and I think punched him in the teeth. He couldn't even play the next day. He had teeth marks in his knuckles.
Come on.
And
what are you going to do?
There was always the cameras, for some odd reason, the camera that was in the bullpen didn't work that day. I mean, we're on live TV. I mean, we're national. This is the ALCS.
Yeah, Joe Buck was doing the game.
Didn't have a police officer there. And I knew the cops. The cops were great. But there was one policeman that wanted to keep this going, and he hated the Yankees. And
come on. Isn't that crazy? People
and I got deposed. I mean, I went to Boston like three different times. And my name, you go and you answer all these questions, and obviously it never changed. My story never changed. And it wasn't my name on the case. It was New York Yankees. And I even pointed it out. I said, this is why I'm here. I said, if I was with the Mariners, then
they wouldn't care.
Nobody would care. And this is why.
It's kind of an awesome story now.
What's the worst insult someone said to you on the field that you can repeat on radio that you actually thought was funny?
You know, the next day, they had the Red Sox fans had some good signs. It had Nelson from the bullpen to the state pen.
No.
I mean, it was great. I was like, yes. I mean, it was perfect. And it was funny because you go out and I pitch the next day, and obviously you're getting tons of boos because it was all over the news. And I come in, and it was first and second, and Nomar Garcia Parra was up. And
did you get him?
Joe Torre, for some reason, checked Mike Timlin, thought Mike Timlin was doing something to the baseball, so we had the umpires check him, and I think this was the day before. I threw two balls because the fans, and for some reason, I don't know, I was like nervous. I threw two balls that weren't even close to the strike zone. Next thing you know, Grady Little called timeout, and then the umpires, all four of them came converged to the mound.
After you threw two balls?
Yeah, and it was Tim McClellan. He was the home plate umpire. And he goes, Nelly, he goes, Grady wants us to check you. I'm like, what do you mean? He goes, yeah, he thinks, you know, you're doing something to the ball. I'm like, I just threw two balls. Yeah. What am I doing to the ball? And they checked my glove and by taking off my belt. And what it did, it eased all the nerves and
really?
It calmed me down. And the next thing you know, next pitch, ground ball, double play, out of the inning. I'm like, thanks, Grady, because I probably would have walked Garcia Parra, would have been bases loaded. I mean, we were up by the time. I think it was game five. I don't know what it was. And went little sinker, ground ball short, 6-4-3, done. We're out.
That's unbelievable.
Yeah. I'm like, thank you very much.
This is everything I would have hoped having Nelly on here. Those are some good stuff.
I don't even think if we've gone too long, we don't even have to do Marlins baseball talk. I think this has been a great podcast.
Yeah.
I think we can pick up baseball talk another time. We do it every single day.
I agree. So, again, this is on the Marlins Podcast Network at Marlins Radio on Twitter. We're going to post it on Sunday night. You'll have it Monday morning for your commute. And I think that's a wrap here on Long Tossing. Are we all
hopefully you have
good.
A short commute because that was only about 15 minutes. Maybe you're
how
just
long
going
was
down
it?
The road to
25 minutes.
Nice.
25.
That's a good podcast.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
I hope people enjoy it. Thanks for listening.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.